Oh. Hi. You must be... Great, it's nice to meet you. Let me just take a seat. Aww. You didn't have to do that. But thank you for pulling my chair out. Aww. Thank you so much. You look great, too. Oh no, Italian is just fine. I love Italian food. It's one of my favorites.
Can I get a drink started for you, ma'am?
Oh, I will take a Shirley Temple, please. And thank you.
Were you both ready to order?
Yes. I will be having the chicken Alfredo. Did you already order us some appetizers?
All right, the chicken Alfredo. And yes, the gentleman ordered a salad and mozzarella sticks to start with.
Salad and mozzarella sticks. Lovely.
And for you, sir? Got it. I'll take your menus and I'll get this sent to the chef.
So, Chance set you up to this? Yeah, he convinced me to date again. It's been a few years since I've last dated. One minute, you're both going on your first date, the next, you're getting married. Oh, yeah, I'm a mom. Well, technically a MILF, but minus the husband. You're okay with that, right? Wait, really? You don't mind at all? Okay. Cool. Because in most cases, people leave or ask for the check after I've stated it. Yep, I'm recently divorced. In fact, I was the one who divorced him. It was... pretty hectic for the both of us. Yeah, I've got a little girl back at home. She's with her babysitter, so she'll be fine. I'm sorry, was that too much information? It's just been so long. I must have forgotten how to communicate on first dates. Oh. It's cute? No, it isn't. It's embarrassing is what it is.
All right, here are those drinks, and your appetizers will be out soon.
Wait, you think I'm cute? Shut up. It just took me a minute to register what you said. That's all. Huh. I can't remember the last time someone called me cute. Huh? Oh, my husband was awful. He would wake up, go to work, come home, go out with his friends, and then come home to start it all over again. It was always, I'm too busy, or I'm too tired, or something else entirely. He never had the time for us. What's my profession? Oh, I'm a teacher at a middle school. I teach 7th grade English, to be specific. Yeah, they pay well. Well enough for me to support both me and my daughter.
Here are those appetizers you ordered. Be a bit careful, the plate is hot, and your food will be out shortly.
Oh, fantastic! Our appetizers are here. We can continue our conversation afterwards. Let's dig in. I'm starving. You want to know more about my daughter? Okay, well, she's only 6, gonna be 7 next year, and she's such a creative little angel. We were painting her room a while back, and she wanted a spaced theme room. Obviously, I was like, cool, let me do it, and we both got to painting. The walls, the ceiling, everything was painted. But when it came to putting up the stars, she started grabbing all sorts of colors. Am I annoying you with this? Okay. I'll continue. Blue, red, pink, it was all there. And I asked her, I said, why do you have all these different colors? And she's so smart for this, but she goes, stars have different colors, Mom. If they're blue, they're hot. And if they're red, they're not. And she completely got me off guard with that. I was like, look at this little smarty pants over here. And we continued painting her room. Do I have a photo? Is that even a question? I've got thousands of photos. Here, see how some of the stars range from blue to orange to yellow to red and even pink? Oh, I love her. She's my little bundle of joy. You'd want to meet my daughter? Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. I'd love for you to. Now, I'm sorry, why don't you tell me stuff about you? Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Hey. Thanks for walking me to my car. You really didn't have to do this, but the thought is really appreciated. Are you kidding? I had a great time tonight. This is fun. You're an awesome person to be around, and you can be so fun too. I'm glad you didn't leave when I mentioned I was a mom. Maybe we should do this again sometime in the future. I'll have to find a date that works for the both of us. Do you have your phone with you? Let me give you my number. Here. And here you go. Here's your phone back. You got something for me? You're gonna go get it from your car? Sure, where is it? Oh, that's kinda convenient that your car is right next to mine. Okay. You got me flowers? Oh my god, these are beautiful! But you really didn't... Thanks. You didn't have to. Okay. I'll take them and put them in a vase somewhere in my house. Oh, and one more thing. The other cheek is for the next time we go on a date. I'll text you later on tonight and maybe tomorrow morning. I can't wait for our next date.